This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
On Shabbos, we discussed the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of settling the land of Eretz Yisrael, and we mentioned that it seems to be a machlokes amongst the Rishonim. The Ramban, we know, counts the mitzvah based on a pasuk in last week's parsha. The Ramban says that the Torah says last week's parsha, "Vayirashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem ba, ki lechem nasati es ha'aretz l'reshes osa." So the Ramban criticizes the Rambam in his minyan mitzvahs for not counting the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Many Achronim hold that the Rambam, in fact, hold that there was no mitzvah of Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. But most Achronim conclude that, of course, the Rambam agrees that there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But for one reason or another, the Rambam didn't count it. Either because he holds that that mitzvah is not Lidoros. The Rambam only counts mitzvahs which are Lidoros. Or perhaps, as we suggested, that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, according to the Rambam, is totally different in its nature than the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, according to the Ramban. Whereas according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael has to do with the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. A person, an individual, a Jew, has obligation, a chiyuv, according to most Achronim, according to Ramosha, there's a mitzvah kiyumis, at least, of living in a place where there's Hashras, Hashchina, living in the place that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, to make sure that Jews occupy Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to non-Jews occupying Eretz Yisrael and being metamei Eretz Yisrael. That's the sheet of the Ramban and the Chachmei Sfar, the Ritva as well. Many of the Rishonim. Whereas the Rambam perhaps holds that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael doesn't stem from an independent chiv to live in a place of Kedusha, but is really just there in order to make sure that a person is mekayim the mitzvah satliyus ba'aretz. It stems from the mitzvah satliyus ba'aretz, being that the mitzvah is not an independent mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Really, it stems from the mitzvah of the other mitzvahs, the mitzvah satliyus ba'aretz. Therefore, the Rambam doesn't count it. And therefore, we mentioned that perhaps this is the similar machlokes when it comes to the Isra of leaving Eretz Yisrael. We see that there's a machlokes between the Rishonim. Is the Isra to leave Eretz Yisrael because, as the Rashbam says in Baba Basra, you're being mafgiyas atzmai min mitzvah, min ha-mitzvahs, dahainu, you're uprooting yourself from a place where there's mitzvahs atuliyus ba'aretz, and that is the Isra of leaving, that the Gemara says in Baba Basra, it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael. Or is the Isra to leave Eretz Yisrael nothing to do with mitzvahs atuliyus ba'aretz? The Isra to leave Eretz Yisrael is because you're leaving a makom kadosh. We pointed out that based on this, one could argue that there's a very, very interesting shaila, halacha nafka mina, if we're arguing correctly, between the Rambam and the Ramban. That's based on the notion that there are really two different statuses given to Eretz Yisrael. Many Achronim developed this idea. We quoted Rav Soloveitchik, who uses the language, but again, different language could be used. He uses the language of that there's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there's the places which have the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, and there are things which have the Shem Eretz Yisrael. And not always do the two go hand in hand. There could be a place which has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. It's considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. It's part and parcel of Eretz Yisrael. It's the Chefts of Eretz Yisrael, if you will. But it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And there could be places, theoretically, which have Kedusha, but aren't necessarily, don't have the Shem of Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha is given to a land with kibush. And that's the machlokes in the Gemara. What type of kibush? Does it have to be the kibush of the tzibur? Could it be a kibush yochid? Is it the kibush of the first oilem of Yehoshua? Or is it even the kibushaini of Ezra? That's a question of kibush. That instills the land with the kedusha necessary to be mechayiv, to obligate a person in mitzvahs hatluyus ba'aretz. But then there's something totally separate, which is the Shem Eretz Yisrael, which doesn't have to do with mitzvahs atuliyus ba'aretz. And Rav Soloveitchik wonders, different mitzvahs which have to be done in Eretz Yisrael. We have many mitzvahs which have to be done in Eretz Yisrael, which aren't necessarily mitzvahs atuliyus ba'aretz. Egla Ruf is only in Eretz Yisrael. Smicha is done only in Eretz Yisrael. Arei Mikla, Kiddush HaChodesh. There are many things which are only done in Eretz Yisrael. And he wonders, are those things totally on the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael, only in places which have a kibush, only in places which are instilled, the land was instilled with Kiddusha, and therefore only places which are chayiv and chumas and maestros would you be able to do kiddush achayish and things of that nature? Or no, perhaps the kiddush, the kibush is required for mitzvahs atuliyus ba'aretz, like trumos and maestros, things of that nature. But the other mitzvahs which could be done in Eretz Yisrael, that goes based on the shame of Eretz Yisrael, not necessarily the kedusha of the karka itself. At the time, I suggested, perhaps one could have a very interesting nafkamina based on the psukim in last week's parsha. Perhaps one could argue that there is a nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether a person is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael proper to go to Eiver Hayarden. is a person mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael be'ever hayardin, in the places where B'nei God and B'nei Ruvain live. So at first glance, you would say, of course, we know they're chayiv in the mitzvahs atluyus ba'aretz. They're chayiv in trumas and maizus over there. And that certainly would mean that it's part and parcel of Eretz Yisrael. If it's part and parcel of Eretz Yisrael, l'chora, you're mekayim the din of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. L'chora, to go from Eretz Yisrael proper le'ever hayardin, you would be allowed to. You're not being mevatel any mitzvah. However, it's not so simple. Perhaps one could argue that yes, of course one is chayiv in Trumas and Maisers be'ever hayarden, but that's only because Trumas and Maisers are totally on the Kedusha of the Aretz, Kedusha of the land, which is totally on Kibush. And certainly we were Kovish, we conquered Ever Hayarden. But when it comes to the shame Eretz Yisrael, if you will, when it comes to this holy land which has Hashroz Hashchina, perhaps it's not totally on Kibush, it's not totally on where Klal Yisrael conquered, it's totally on what Avram Avinu was promised. Therefore, I suggest that perhaps it was only Eretz Yisrael itself. You're only mekayim the mitzvah according to the Ramban, that there's a separate mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, not any place where you could do trumas and maizus, but it has to be a place which was promised to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Clearly, I was assuming that only Eretz Yisrael proper was promised in the Bris Bein B'sarim to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but not Eiver HaYarden. This happens to be a big debate amongst the Rishonim. Was Eiver HaYarden? Was Eiver HaYarden promised to Avram Avinu or not? Was Eiver HaYarden annexed on afterwards, or that was promised even to Avram Avinu, even from the onset? So this is a machlekes Rishonim in this week's Parsha, Parshas Devarim. For Rashi tells us in Parshas Devarim, the Psukim say, V'yeser agilad v'chol abashim amleches og, we know Mamleches, the king of Og, Nasati, L'chatzi Shevet HaMenashe was given to Menashe. That's where Menashe, the half of Menashe, lived be'Eivra Yarden. They lived in the domain, the area of Og. Kol Chevel Argov, L'chol Abashan Hahu Yikra Eretz Rifa'im. It's called Eretz Rifa'im. What does Rashi say? Eretz Rifa'im. Because of Rashi, Eretz Rifa'im, he osa shenasati la'Avram. You take a look at the brain of Bris Ben B'sarim. Avram Avinu was promised an Eretz Rifa'im, a land of giants, a land of Og. It would seem clearly from this Rashi that he's assuming that the land Eve HaYarden was also promised to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and not just the land of Eretz Yisrael proper. But the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the shame Eretz Yisrael applies to Eve HaYarden, not only to Eretz Yisrael proper. But as I mentioned, this is a big machlekes amongst the Rishonim. Many Rishonim say that it's not the case. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were only promise the Eretz Yisrael proper, the stuff that's Eiver HaYarden, when B'nai God and B'nai Reuven came and they asked for the land, so that's when the Rabbeinu Shlom said you can have it. It was given Kedusha Sa'aretz with regard to Trumas and Maisras, but Lav Dafka was considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael to the extent that there would be a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. For instance, many Rishonim say, let's say theoretically they wanted to build a Mishkan there. Let's say they wanted to build Beis HaMikdash there. Would they have been able to? Of course not. It doesn't have the full Kedusha that was given to Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael was something which was given by Sheish Zimei Bereshis. Already from the time that it was promised to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it had this Kedusha. That wasn't given to Eiver HaYarden. Eiver HaYarden is something that came afterwards with the Kibush. It has Kedushas Ha'aretz, has Kedushas Karka, Chumas and Maisus Yichayevin. That certainly, but it doesn't have the shame Eretz Yisrael. It's not considered as if one is actually living in Eretz Yisrael. So that seems to be the Machlekes Rishonim. There are those that say this was the confusion of Moshe Rabbeinu. We know Moshe Rabbeinu, Veschanan. By Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Rabbeinu Shalom, he says, maybe I could get into the land. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu think he could get into the land? He says, I'm already made it into the land of Eiver HaYarden, which is Eretz Yisrael. So if I'm allowed here, I'm allowed across. Comes to Rabbeinu Shalom and says, you think this is Eretz Yisrael? It might have some Kedushas Ha'aretz, but it's not Eretz Yisrael. Chassam Sofer says, on the contrary, Chassam Sofer says, we have at the beginning of this week's Parsha, Hoyel Moshe Beres HaTorah Azois. Moshe begins to describe, to explain the Torah. Why'd he wait till now? He says, because Avira Da'aretz Machkim, he had to wait till he was in a land that has Kedushas Ha'aretz. Clearly, Chassam Sofer is assuming as well that it has the full status of Eretz Yisrael. But this is a big machlekes back and forth to Rishonim. Eiver HaYarden, we seem to agree, even though it's not so simple whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan, Seems to be everyone agrees that it's chayavin, trumas, and maisers. But the question is, does that give it a status of Eretz Yisrael? Perhaps, yeah. It has kedushas aretz. There was kibush. We conquered it. If we conquered any land with kibush rabim, it's given kedushas aretz. But lav davka, does that make it Eretz Yisrael? To have the full status of Eretz Yisrael, where you could build a mishkan, you could build a base on mikdash, where it's considered yeshiva aretz, that you need something which was included in the promise of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, something which was given before. There is a fascinating suggestion by the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav over here quotes his grandfather. Not the grandfather that we're also familiar with. We know the Brisker Rav's grandfather as the Beis Halevi, of course. Who was the Brisker Rav's other grandfather? Rav Rafal Shapiro. Why was it so interesting that Rafal Shapiro, he was a Ramin in the Volozhin and Yeshiva, the son-in-law of the Nitziv. Why is it so interesting? There was a big, big din Torah, those that are interested in the history of the yeshivas. So we know Volozhin was Eim HaYeshivas, the first yeshiva, the greatest yeshiva was, the mother of all yeshivas was the yeshiva as Volozhin. One of the terrible, terrible machleiksim, fierce machleiksim, which almost ripped apart the yeshiva, was between the Beis HaLevi and the Nitziv, for who was the proper Yerish of the yeshiva, who was the proper Rosh Yeshiva. For a while they decided perhaps they'll do it together. Then they realized nothing, never works to have a shutfis in Rosh Yeshiva. It has to have one Rosh Yeshiva with one Mahalach. And the Talmidim of the Beis HaLevi fiercely thought the Beis HaLevi should be you. They liked his Mahalach. And the Talmidim of the Nitziv were very adamant that the Nitziv should be Rosh Yeshiva. Ultimately they went to Din Torah, and it was decided, of course, that the Nitziv is going to take over the yeshiva. He takes over the yeshiva, and then ultimately his son-in-law takes over the yeshiva. Of course, the yeshiva is on and off. The government's opening it, closing it because of secular studies. That's the history of Volozhin or yeshiva. But that is Rebbe Fall Shapiro. Why is this so interesting? Because this is how you know a machlekes is machlekes l'shem shemayim. So you have a fierce debate between Beis HaLevi and Nitziv. Who's the Rosh Yeshiva? Who's the proper Rosh Yeshiva? Ultimately, it's decided that Nitziv is Rosh Yeshiva. But when it came time for Shidduchim, for the Beis HaLevi's son, for Reb Chaim, they ended up doing a Shidduch with the Nitziv's granddaughter, with Rafal Shapiro's daughter. You see, they left the machlekes, we had a debate, they thought that they were right for the yeshiva, different mahalchim, and each one thought their mahalch was the correct one. Once the machlekes was over, it was over, they ended up marrying in, and therefore, Reb Chaim Briskerov is grandchild of both of them. So he quotes his grandfather, not the Beis HaLevi, but Reb Fal Shapira, to say something absolutely fascinating, something which we don't necessarily always consider, but it's something worthwhile thinking about over the course of the week. Someone asked me after the shiur, I gave this whole suggestion, that perhaps Eretz Yisrael proper, there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but Ever HaYardin, since it doesn't have the full-fledged Kedusha, according to many Rishonim, there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Someone asked me, that makes a lot of sense for Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, they opted out. But then, if I'm correct, there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because there's no full Kedusha, how could the Rabbanu Shalom ask Chatzis Sheva Menashe to do it? They want to live in Eretz Yisrael. How could they come here and tell Chatzis Sheva Menashe, you should live by Ever HaYarden? Comes Rabbi Fol Shapiro and says, who said that Ever HaYarden was all created equally? It's not the case. The place where B'nai God and B'nai Reuven, yes, that place wasn't full status of Eretz Yisrael. That didn't have full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael because that wasn't promised in Bris Bein HaBesarim. The only part of Ever HaYarden that was promised in Bris Bein HaBesarim, says Rafal Shapiro, was the Shevet, was the place that Chatzis Shevet Menashe occupied. And how do I know? Says Rafal Shapiro, it's Mefurish, says Rafal Shapiro. He named Bris Bein HaBesarim. You take a look at Bris Bein HaBesarim. Karas Hashem im Avram Bris al Nesinas Ha'aretz Bnei Yisrael. It says in Bereshit, Sefer Bereshit, Ve'es Hachiti, Ve'es Haprizi, Ve'es Harifaim. Uperish Rashi, Ve'es Harifaim, Eretz Og. Shenemar Hu Yikra Eretz Rifaim. Vadayin v'ayin bedvarim eretz ufam telshav gamhi upeirish rashi eretz ufam nechshav afi v'fish harifam yeshu balifnim avalozu hi shenasati lavram ulaholin sham v'yeser hagilad in our parasha v'chol abasham leches og nasati chatzis sheva menashe. What do you see? Yes, most of Ever HaYarden wasn't promised in the Bris Bein HaBesarim. Therefore, it doesn't have full status of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have, you can't build a Beis HaMikdash, you can't build a Mishkan there, no Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. But there was part of Ever HaYarden which has full status of Eretz Yisrael because it was promised to Avram Avinu Bishaz Bris Bein HaBesarim, and that's where Menashe went. So Rabbi Hashem tells Menashe, I want some of you to be there with Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven for whatever reason. The Balei HaMikra discussed why it was important for Menashe to have a place over there. But I'm not going to demote you into a place which just doesn't have full status of Eretz Yisrael. There is one little place, the land of Og, which was promised of Avraham Avinu. It's part of Bris Bein HaBesarim, has full Kedushas HaAretz, and therefore that's where Chatzis Sheva Menashe lives. It comes at a fascinating nafkamina. There is one clear nafkamina between a place which was part of the Bris Bein Absarim and a place which was not part of Bris Bein Absarim. That is when it comes to Bikurim. Comes to Bikurim, we say, to the land that you gave us, the Rabbanu Shem. Says the Medj, says the Gemara, Chazal say, only the land that you gave us, not the land that we took. So when it comes to Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, you don't bring Bikurim, because that land we took, the Rabbanu Shem didn't give it to us, he didn't put it there. Says Rafal Shapiro, that's true for Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, but the land of Chati Shev and Menashe, since that was already in the Bris Bein Abisarim, since that part of the land was Eretz Rifam, already promised to Avram Avinu, full status of Eretz Yisrael, it's not just Kedusha Sa'arish, which came out of Kibush, which would be limited to Chumas and Maishas, full status of Eretz Yisrael, entirely Eretz Yisrael, was given in Bris Bein Abisarim, has entire status of Eretz Yisrael, you could do Kiddush HaChodesh there, in the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, everything was there, and therefore Menashe was given this land. Of course, you could do Bikurim, Menashe is not demoted at all, even Chatzis Shevet Menashe, even though on the other side, they're put in the part of the land of the Eivar Yarden, which definitely was given to Avram Avinu, Bebris, Bein Absar.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.